175 years ago, a pathogen infected the first potato in Ireland. That anniversary got commentator Michael Carolan thinking about the contagion that followed there and its parallels to now.
It was 1845 when the monocrop, upon which so many depended, failed, and on Gorta Mor, the Great Hunger began. Contrary to belief, infectious diseases took the most lives. Typhus, cholera, the fever. No one knew yet that lice carried the illness-causing bacteria. People crowded onto roads, into pubs and kitchens, warmed soup back at home on their hearths, infecting families, whole towns. Overseeing the wealthiest empire in the world, the British fumbled helpfulness at best, promoted genocide at worst. Food needed to feed the country continued to be exported for profit. It took 10 years for more than 3 million people to die or flee, more than a third of the island's population. My great-great-grandparents from near Kells were among the refugees. My namesake and his sister survived the month-long voyage across the Atlantic in a cargo hold. An infant, Annie, did not. Another victim of contagion. These 175 years later, a new contagion came to our house by way of our daughter's roommate's friend, traveling like gossip in a childhood game of telephone. In this case, college students. Our daughter Hattie would have to quarantine. She'd set up in our basement with its separate entrance, TV, and shower. Like days of old, we prayed by our fireplace. Her first two tests came back negative. We would beat it, we thought, this killer of our nation's loved ones. My son, wife, and I put Thanksgiving at her door. She zoomed in on a TV screen. We took turns speaking of our gratitude, joked about virtual turkey. The third test, positive. Hattie recovered, though many are suffering far worse these days. I'd like to think that homeostasis, balance, will steadfastly arrive some way for all of us. The way typhus, cholera, and the fever left Ireland, which is now one of the most food-secure nations in the world.
Michael Carolan teaches writing and literature at Clark University.